Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bing dong. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace, our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, the Belleville Meat Market, Angler U, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, getting to the weather. It's 51 down on the island in Galveston this morning. There's rain moving up the coast, and who knows, a lot of it's real light for right now. And we'll see if they develop into anything heavy coming up. But anyway, here's your forecast for today. Cloudy with an occasional light rain, mainly in the morning. The high today on the island will be 61, a little warmer on the high ground. East-northeast winds 5 to 10. That rain chance, they're calling for 100%. So we'll see. Tonight, a few clouds, low of 61. Winds will be south-southeast, 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, there's a small chance of a shower or two during the morning, followed by partly cloudy skies in the afternoon with a high of 69, warming up. North-northwest winds will be 10 to 20 tomorrow, and that rain chance about 30%. So as it warms up, we may, you know, these bay waters cooled off like they are, we may be getting a little fog later in the weekend. But anyway, tides for today, we have three of them. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low coming up at 10:37 a.m. It's a negative 0.9. Then we have a high at 7:31 p.m. of 1.6. And then a low, a weak one, later in the night at 11:44 p.m. It's a 1.4. 7 a.m. is sunrise, 5:21 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is full, 99%. So we'll be coming off of that tonight. And looking at current conditions, right now, it's pretty much winds are down, pretty much calm everywhere. Galveston Channel showing a north-northeast wind at 7 down there with 61-degree water, 51-degree air temp. And Eagle Point, it's 53 degrees with 54-degree water. Morgan's Point is 48.9 degrees. We'll call that 50. Just round it off at 50. 58-degree water. North-northwest wind at 5. So winds no factor this morning. And got one tournament I know of going on in Galveston West End. Boy, it's going to be getting after it this morning. I wish them all the best of luck. 7-pounders on every street corner, I hope. They hope. Anyway. But that's pretty much it on weather. A little warming trend coming up, so that'll help. Be nice for the fishermen anyway. All right, let's run over to Sabine Lake and talk to Bill Watkins this morning, see what he's up to this morning. Bill, how you doing this morning, man?
Well, I think I'm okay.
Well, that's better than not.
Not
we'll take it.
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Kind of groggy. I just woke up.
Hell, I wish I had that problem, man. I could not sleep last night. I went to sleep for about an hour and woke up at about 11 o'clock, and I couldn't go back to sleep. I don't know what it was.
Oh, man.
So I'm a marathon.
That's a real problem.
Well, you get aggravated. You might as well just get up, you know. You're sitting there trying to sleep, and you just, you know, you kind of doze off and then wake up, and heck with it. I said, get that coffee pot going. Let's do a marathon today.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, I know it. Well, what's going on over your way?
Well, a friend of mine called me and asked me if I wanted to go fishing at Sabine Lake this morning.
Yeah.
In his boat, and I said, no, it's too cold.
And it's actually warmed up. It's a little warmer this morning.
it has warmed up a little bit. I'm just, I got so cold Tuesday and Wednesday, I just.
Man, I know a lot of guys that did, and they had good gear on, and they still just, you know, if you're out there for a long period of time, it starts to eat on you a little bit.
Yeah. It's just tough.
Well, we're at that age, too. We don't have that big-time carburetor pumping all that blood like the younger days, man.
Yeah, that's true. But I remember that even when I winter fished for bass, I mean, it got so cold out there sometimes. we used a map gas torch to set a stump on fire in Rayburn one time.
Really?
Water was down. Yeah, we got a little bit of warmth off of that one. Just set that old snag on fire.
That's cold.
Yeah, it was bad cold that day. Sun was shining and it was just brutal. You know, sometimes it gets down to, you know, 17, 18 degrees up there.
Yeah, that's cold, man.
And your reel will freeze.
Yeah, everything.
The eyes freeze on your rod.
Yeah.
You have to stick it in the water.
Your guides freeze up. You got to stick it in the water and thaw it out.
That's just not fun. But to me, I just wouldn't care for that anymore.
No.
But, you know, if you're out there fishing a tournament, you got to put it on the line. I remember one time I went to the Red Man Regional in Dardanelle, Arkansas. And it rained that evening, then it sleeted, then it snowed, then it froze, the deck shut that night. I couldn't get my hatches open. I had to take a big screwdriver and pry those.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
man,
nasty.
That was rough. And then it blew 35 out of the northwest, and I had to throw a 1-ounce spinnerbait or a 3/4-ounce spinnerbait into the wind to catch fish. Oh, that was... But I was a whole lot younger then.
Makes a difference.
Just too hard.
Well, the older you get, the more you're not that mad at them when it comes to that.
No, but if I was fishing bass tournaments, I'd still be mad at them. And that's, you know, down here you can kind of take your time and let it warm up a little or let the sun come up or whatever you need to do and then go out there. But that Wednesday was worse than Tuesday. It was, I had frost on my windshield.
Yeah.
Heavy frost. I had to crank the truck up and let it defrost.
Right.
Before I could even drive anywhere.
Man.
And, hey, the fish bit.
Yeah. It's their time of year. Well, it's early hours, too, weather permitting. I mean, hey, These fish go into, man, they go into a mode, snapping mode.
Yeah, they do.
And plus, they hit all your favorite lures, whatever you like to throw, they're going to hit.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't even have to be that selective.
Somebody told me they caught fish on corkies.
Yeah.
And I don't doubt it one bit.
Well, Lilies have been working corkies, soft dines, maridines, mirror lures,
yeah,
soft plastics. Hey.
Yeah, I did not tie on hard bait Tuesday and Wednesday, but looking back on it, I wished I had. But I couldn't hardly tie my line anyway. I broke off one time on a snag, and oh man, I didn't think I was going to tie that knot.
Yeah, I fished in something so cold one time. I wanted to switch lures. We were nuking them on mirror lures. I wanted to try something different, and it was too cold to tie a knot. I said, heck with this.
Yes, sir.
Can't feel your hands, and the wind was blowing about 30 or 40. It's hard to tie a knot in that, especially braid, man.
Oh, good grief.
That's the only thing I don't like about braid when it's windy, man. It's hard to tie a knot.
Yes, it is. Because you can't feel it.
No.
At all.
No.
But, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, the white in the glow, the yellowtail, it just keeps on working.
Right.
I mean, that's been predominantly what I'm throwing this year. And I know that sounds like a broken record, but hey.
You know, when that water gets real clean like it is right now, you know, you're whites and glows and chartreuse, those are good baits.
Yeah,
you know, they're, I don't know how they see them. I wish I knew how a trout saw a bait in particular waters, but we don't have the advantage to know that. We just have to keep, you know, trying different colors and different stains of water or clarity, what have you, light conditions,
yeah,
dark conditions.
And there was another bait that I was catching them on. I had a salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's clear glitter, yeah.
Salt and pepper with a chartreuse tail. And that Kay Wiggler ball tail, and that was a really good color. Seemed like we didn't miss any strikes with that either.
Right.
You just had to blow through and sort out what you know. You could make some minor adjustments in your drift with a trolling motor.
Yeah.
But if you saw a few, two or three birds swirling and hitting the water in one spot, but mostly they were just all scattered out. It was just random.
Yeah.
Those fish were blown all over 40 miles of water there, and you just had to patiently work the bait. And every once in a while, you stop right at the boat and let it fall,
mm-hmm,
and want to get on it right then.
Yeah, it'd probably been following it all the way, and then you stop it, and then they'll jump on it.
There was some subtle bites and some hard bites, you know. It's just strange. When those redfish come around, oh my goodness!
No doubt about those bites.
Oh yeah, we had a three way hookup at one point, and actually landed all of them. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually somebody gets tangled on the motor, or the lines cross and pop, or you know those big old reds. They have their way with you. You can't stop them. If you got braid on your line, I mean on your reel, you can handle them better. But
yeah,
I don't use braid except on my spinning reels.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I use it.
Well, it was made for that. Boy, it eliminates a lot of those wind knots and stuff. But some of these people that really don't know how to operate a spinning reel properly, you'll still get wind knots and braid. You can watch them how they keep dropping that rod tip when they reel down and throwing that slack in there and making loops and just, oh, man.
Oh, yeah, it wraps around the end of the rod, and you get a half hitch in it, and you can't hardly get that stuff out.
I know.
And if you almost have to take a fish hook and
yeah, you gotta, in there and pull it. Gotta like use it like a pick. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I did well. Have a dental pick for a while, but I lost that thing right away. I think somebody threw it over the side.
Yeah, I always keep a jig head on my dashboard without a barb on it, and I can dig into a bait caster or a spinner, you know, and get those loop knots out of there and all that tightness. Man, and if you pull it and get it tight, you can forget it. You might as well just cut it. You're not going to get it out. Got to be easy with it when it happens. All right, let me roll this breakout, Bill. I'll be right back at you, my friend. Hang with me.
Okay, buddy.
All right, well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here, it'll be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, even weddings or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups, up to 40, and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today. Just go to RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com, we've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 419 here in the Bayou City. All right, Mr. Watkins, we are back.
Well, I'm here with you, buddy. Well, you know, I like to fish waypoints. I like to anymore. I don't like to drift fish, and I sure don't like to bird fish. Although I'm really good at that, I just don't prefer it.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's what you have to do. You know, just like the other day, the fish were very scattered, and you just had to drift through with the tide, you know, and the tide and the wind was going the same way. So it made it pretty easy. You had pretty good speed going. But I like to pull up on a waypoint and fish a very specific spot. And
that's that bass fisherman coming out in you, man. Structure guy.
Yeah, it is.
Structure man.
You figure out over time how current flow sets those fish up, which tide going which way.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, if you've got an outgoing tide, there'll be a sweet spot anywhere around a certain little area where that current flow is mixing, and it might be where it's dropped off about 4 or 5
feet. Usually on the down
feet.
Current side, the drop off is usually where they'll stage up.
Yeah, and you can pull up there and either set your spot lock or stick your stick in the mud. And whichever way you need it to do. I mean, you know, if it's deep, obviously you have to use a spot lock. But then you just sit there and cast and cast and cast repeatedly until you figure out that they're not there or they are there. And there seems to be certain little areas that you can cast to. And if there's fish coming out of a bio or whatever, you know, moving down that shoreline, then that's you just catch two or three at a time. Then you'll catch two or three at a time, or maybe one at a time. And those are usually be the better fish.
Yeah.
And so you just sit there and pick them off. And
right.
I mean, a lot of times I've done that and limped it out. I mean, I'm not talking about Texas limits.
No, I know. I know what you're talking about, Louisiana 15 fish limits.
Yeah, and it works so well sometimes. But if you know, like they were the other day, they were chasing shrimp, little shrimp, and the birds were picking, and they all were just in a swarm everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just had to drift, and although I don't prefer that, I'm good at that too. I can make it work.
You know, we used to do a lot of drift fishing this time of year when the reefs would cover up with fish. When we had a lot of fish, you would cover them up. And, you know, you were discussing that pattern of which way the tide's moving. And always, you know, even though that reef was covered with fish, on the outgoing tide, they'd be on the outgoing side of it, you know, on that drop-off, that last 50 feet into the drop-off into the mud. And then the tide would start coming in, they'd all switch sides and move to the other side of the reef. And it, you know, it made like an ambush point that the current would move that bait over that way, and they'd come off the ledge and come up on top of the shell to feed and eat the bait fish, whatever they were on, whether it was shrimp or shad, finger mullet, what have you.
I remember one morning over at Trinity Bay, I was fishing right next to Tag Anderson, and that boy was catching them. They were catching, I had three guys in the boat, and they were catching them regular. And I kept trying to get closer and closer, and I never could reliably catch those fish. And I was using the same lures he was. We just weren't in the drift line.
No, he was on them and you weren't. That's the way it works.
That's exactly right.
That's when you fire up the engine and drive off.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and watch a show. I mean, I'll go find my own show.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. We set up right up front. We got right there, and he picked a drift, and I picked a drift, and he got in them, and I didn't. I said, man, I've got to go.
First one on them wins.
That's right. That's right. And you might as well just pick up and leave.
Yeah, it's always been the hardest thing to get people to understand. You know, they want to just keep nudging in, and it just, he's got them, and there's nothing you can do about it except, you know, if you want to go out and sit there and watch. I mean,
yeah,
go find your own watch.
I'm not going to get on somebody's drift line. That's just really
there's something
that
will, Bill.
I know.
Bumping yes, gunnels, man.
Well, that ain't my game. I'm not doing that. Yeah, once you get lined out and you're catching them, it's hard for anybody to get right by you. You know, they just can't do it. And I think once those fish line up like that, they're working towards your boat. Once you get on that line, and usually it's a short line, it's, you know, no more than 75 yards.
Yeah.
And those fish, once they get attracted to your boat, you've got them and nobody else can get them. They might catch a scattered one or two around you, but, you know, I've had that happen. I've had it happen to me, and I've had it happen to other guys, you know. And you might as well just quit. Get on out of there, because you're not going to get them.
No.
That's funny how a trout are like my. They'll get. If you get real quiet and sit still, those things will come right up to the back of your boat. You can actually attract them and pull them right in. If there's a school out there, not just individuals, they're going to come right to your boat. That's the most amazing thing. And I prove that to people all the time. They're just like my, only they're not as fast.
No. No, they're not.
You keep casting. You cast and cast and cast, and when you find the sweet spot, if there's a school out there, they're going to come right to your boat. They don't. Even if you got your spot lock running, they'll come right up to the transom.
Yeah.
I mean, just reliably every time. If there's enough fish out there to work with.
Right.
And usually there is that many. You know, if there's 10 or 12 out there, they're going to follow your lures right to the boat. That's pretty amazing. But that happens all the time out there. But you have to be still to get that to happen. You have to put your fire pole down, or you got to have the spot lock running.
Let everything settle down.
You let everything settle down, get quiet.
No dropping hatches in the boat.
No.
Why it used to aggravate me that somebody would get under a hatch, and instead of setting it back down, they'd just drop it and go wham.
Oh, I know. And that
he's
irritates
tall.
The yeah, that irritates the heck out of me.
Yeah, I know.
That's one thing that bothers me. And I might yell at you for that. Hey, quit that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Don't drop that rod locker. If you get real still in a place and there's bait on the top, little shad and stuff, you drop a rod locker and watch what happens.
They'll all jump out of the water.
Yeah. So you need to be, you know, kind of quiet.
Yeah. You think?
And now I've got that new deck in the boat, and that deadens the sound.
Right.
It really works.
Well,
so that's a help too.
I got you. All right, Bill. Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend and warm up and get ready for next week. It looks like we've got some pretty good weather ahead of us. So.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have one more trip this year, and then I'm going to send the boat off to get some little scratches fixed. And next year, start over again.
There you go. Well, it's hunting season anyway. I'm ready to go hunting.
Yes. It is. Anyway, buddy.
All right. Well, Bill, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you, bud.
409-673-9211.
All right.
That'll get you there.
Thank you, Bill. You take care. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. You too.
See you, man. Thanks. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com.
Bingo.
We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. All right. It's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. Let's track down Richard Tosh, the fish dude, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Richard. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
Couldn't be better. Thanks for asking.
I hear you, man. It's kind of chilling out here. So it's about 40 out here this morning. So it's still kind of cool. And I ain't shot you that picture because I ain't got one yet. So,
well, that's happening to a lot of guys right now with this super moon or whatever you want to call it, cold moon.
I'll tell you what, yesterday I had my chance and I just blew it. So it was one of those things. So it was, I was going over my cousin's not over there on his place, because he's, you know, he's trying to sell his. He's got 200 acres over there and ain't nobody hunting on. I said, I'm gonna go on over there and see what I can come up with. And I was going in on the buggy yesterday and kind of taking it easy, and I just kind of happened to look to the right of me, just off the edge of the road going in into his house, and there's a little live oak picket there, and I look in there and I said, dang, that's a big old buck laying down in that underneath that live oak tree. And I said, so I swung back around, got my gun ready, and I was gonna try to pop him while he's laying there, so I kind of pulled off the side of the road. You know, it's just a little, you know, these roads going into these hill country places are long and narrow, and anyway, I said, I'm gonna pull over here in this grass, that way I know he sees me. He ain't got no choice but to see me, because he's only 20 yards away, right?
Goodness.
So I know, I turn around and I pull up, throw the gun up, and I get him kind of in the crosshairs. All I can see is his eyeballs and his horns. And it's like, there was a dang dope cactus right in the way. It's like, I don't know if I ought to blow through that cactus or not, but I was sitting there tempting. I said, well, let me try to pull up a little bit further. Well, when I made that move to try to move up, he said that I've had enough of this and jumped up and took off. But he's probably, I'm not sure if he was a 6 or an 8 point, but he's at least 18 inches wide. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a, you know, a good heavy horn, and it's like, he's just what I was looking for, you know. So it was one of those deals where just wasn't meant to be. So it's like, okay, whatever. And I tried doing some rattling yesterday, but man, I'll tell you what, these deer just, I can't get them to come to horns this year for some reason. That's just, I don't know what the deal is.
They're probably not in the mood yet. They're not ready.
I'll tell you what, they're running them does like crazy though. So, and I see these little young bucks sparring and stuff. So they're out there just kind of butting heads and stuff, but they ain't really getting serious about it.
Yeah, you're probably about a week off on a real good.
Man, I don't know. I'll tell you what, I've noticed a lot more trees are being rubbed on and stuff like that. So it's everything's looks like it's trying to fire off, but they're just. And then like yesterday morning, I was sitting out here, and I had one that was, he was probably big enough, but it was just wasn't quite daylight enough to make him out. And he was about 150 yards out, and I, you know, I think he was what one I was looking for that I caught on camera, but it just, you know, as that little overcast hanging in and stuff like that, that low light makes it harder to see and pick them out, you know, at 150 yards. So it's like, okay, well, we'll just have to pass on him for now. Maybe he'll show back up.
But, if you're not sure, you can't take the shot, you know.
No, you can't do it. I mean, there ain't no doubt. You know, some people will try to push it and force it, but man, that's one of the biggest mistakes you'll ever make, is doing stuff like that, because you either wound them or just miss them or what altogether, you know.
Right.
So, and wounding them, you'll know, because you'll never see them again. I mean, that's one of the things about it. Those rascals, they'll run off, especially the way everything's grown up this year with all the rain over the summer. You know, there's lots of tall grass. You'll lose them rascals in a minute. So it's and I'm a neck shooter anyway, so it's one of those things where I'm not going to shoot them in the body. I don't like chasing them no more. When I was younger, I didn't care, but anymore it's like, no, you know, because after doing all the bow hunting that I've done, you tracking them deer for, you know, bow hunting, you're going to track them most of the time. It's inevitably they're going to run at least 100 yards on you. And you know, I was talking to a guy yesterday, and we got talking about the bow hunting that I've done over the years, and I told him I only had one deer that didn't run but maybe 10 yards. And I told him, because he's wanting to try to get into bow hunting itself. And I told him, it's back when we used aluminum arrows. And he goes, they don't use aluminum arrows no more. I said, man, no. I mean, everything.
Everything's carbon, man, you know.
I know. Yes, and it's like, you know, no way, because it's that graphite and carbon, they're all lighter and faster and just a sleeker design. They'll blow right through them, where those aluminum arrows, they were heavy, and you went with the lightest weight broadhead you could go with to make them fly right. And then sometimes they'd go through, other times they'd stick halfway through. So it's like, and that one that I did that didn't go but 10 yards on me, I stuck him in one shoulder and it pegged the other one, and that arrow was right there between his shoulders. He couldn't run. So yeah. He just kind of, he lobbed forward for about 10 yards, and then finally he just fell over. It's like, you know, I've had enough. So. But that's, you know, that, like I say, it's there's a big difference between, you know, whenever I first started bow hunting and what it is now, you know, because it's you know, going, and you don't think about that. It's kind of like with depth finders on the boat. You know, you start off with a rock and a string or a pole and poking the bottom to see if there's a drop off, and then you go to a regular old depth finder, which was, you know, back in the day, it was those old flashers. And then you went from the flashers to paper graphs to LCD screens to, you know, what we got nowadays. I mean, it's amazing. So, you know, it's to see the differences. And, you know, just like with the depth finder, I've still got some of those old paper graphs at the house. You know, I need to dig them up. At one point, I tried to sell them years ago, but ain't nobody wants them things. So it's, you know, I mean, but that type of technology, even with the paper graphs, I loved it, you know, especially in the wintertime. I'd get up there on Conroe on the north side of 1097, go over that old railroad trestle that goes across the lake, and I'd go back and forth across it looking for those big balls of bait. And when you find, you know, and this is the time of year when you start doing that too, you find those mm-hmm. big balls of bait just kind of pegged to the side where it drops off. And you, usually when you see that, where that bait ball is just stuck to the side of a drop off, drop your jigging spoon down on them rascals, and you'll start wearing everything out, because everything's down there eating. I mean, it's crazy. It was you know, back when I used to do it all the time, you know, in December, January, February, it would, you'd pull up out there and there'd be times where, you know, if you wasn't catching a fish every 30 seconds, you needed to move, because it had got slow. And it was, you know, and granted, you're going to catch yellow bass, you may catch catfish, you may catch crappie, you may catch largemouth, you may catch hybrids. There's no telling what you're liable to catch down there, because whatever was feeding on shad were in that ball. And they just gang up on those little ledges and ambush that bait as it was swimming through there. And that's how you did it. You just kind of narrowed it down by zigzagging across those drop-offs and ledges like that, and you'd find that bait at a certain level, whether it be on top of it or on the side, because like that railroad trestle on top of it, for the most part, is 21 feet, and then right off the side, it's 30 feet. So you got a big drop, and, you know, people don't tend to think about that stuff, but if you look at a railroad track that's around any swampy or bottom land, it's always built up with a big ditch, so the water drains off and it doesn't build up on that railroad track. So you just think of it in that fashion, and you got a 9 or 10 foot rise there, you know, because you got the ditch on both sides, and then you got the flat top where the tracks are. So once you start looking at it that way, and you start kind of envisioning, okay, this railroad train used to run across there, you know, and so you kind of figure that part out, because a lot of people don't think about that. There's only one natural lake in the state, and that's Caddo. So
right.
everything else is man-made. So it's like, you know, how did that, they always ask me, well, how did that pond get down there? Well, it was somebody's hay pasture at one point, you know. Sure. It was a pasture. And one of the big ones that I distinctly remember is up at Richland Chambers when they first opened it. Because I used to go hit all these lakes when they had opened them up. I'd go hit a new lake. And you could pull up at, it used to be Midway Marine up there. I don't know what it is. I don't even know if it's still there anymore. But that was one of the first places you could launch a boat on on Roots and Chambers. And you'd put in there and go out, and you could see the outlines of those old fields where you had standing timber all the way around the square pasture. And then you could see the roads that cut through the trees and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, because this is long before GPS. I mean, we didn't have GPS back then.
You had to figure it out on your own back then, you know.
Exactly. And you could see, you know, you could say, hey, well, this was a field that, you know, people cut hay out of or just had cattle in. You could follow the old fence lines. You could even tell where some of the old houses were at points. Sure. You know, there's roads and stuff that went into the lake and all that. And then like Choke Canyon, right after they opened it, I mean, I remember going down there going, how in the world am I going to find my way around this thing? Because it was just a lake that was full of mesquite trees. I mean, you look out across there from Callahan State Park, and you looked out across that lake, and you saw nothing but trees. Right. It's like, good night. So I idled out there, and then all of a sudden, boom, it opened up, and you could see a river channel. So you went winding around through that river channel, and on the south end, you finally actually got into some open water. So, you know, all these things are different, and that's like Boat Ark up there. I want to go up there so bad I can't stand it, but...
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things. I got other places I want to go to. So it's just crazy how, you know, they open these new lakes and I just want to go. Yeah. I mean, cause that's what I used to do all the time. It's just every time they'd open a new one, I'd go check it out and see what new. Was going on.
Fresh
always.
Meat. Fresh meat.
Yes, man. Sir.
All right, Richard. Well, hey, good luck on your looking for Mr. Big Boy.
That's right.
Well, if somebody wants to call you about fishing, give them a number so they can reach you.
All right, Mick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, man. Text me that picture. My phone's always on, buddy.
I hear you. All right, brother. Be good.
See
y'all,
man.
Have fun.
Later. All right. Let's hop down to Matagorda now and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky this morning. Charlie P., what's up, buddy?
Listening to it rain.
Yeah, it's a little drizzle right here right now, so it's coming right up the coast. It's just hugging the coastline.
I checked my phone a while ago, and they said it was supposed to be over with about 4 o'clock. Is it a lot of it coming down, or...?
Well, let me look at radar again. It was way down by, all the way down by Blaine and everything on the border. And, there's a big long line from Mexico through Blaine's Ranch all the way above and right through Corpus and straight towards you and coming towards us. No red stuff in it. It's all, there's a little bit of red in the Gulf, but along the coast it's green and yellow.
Yeah, we haven't had much rain. It's just been, you know, real light, drizzly stuff. I didn't take them out yesterday till 9:30 to make sure it had cleared, and we never got wet. But it's pretty good out there right now. I can tell you that. I told them we'd go at 7 this morning, but we may have to sit back for a while.
Yeah, you may have to see what, you know. Whether it's going to push on offshore, but right now it's just training, you know, right up the coast.
Yeah. It looks like after today we got a pretty good stretch of good weather, so whatever. But, you know, it's just funny all these fish that I'm catching out there. Still no redfish. We had 2 that we could keep yesterday and a bunch of little ones. Not one sand trout yet. Not one.
That's
I don't know
strange,
what that means.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
It really is.
And I cleaned about 15 fish to check their guts to see what's in them. Mm-hmm. Not a shrimp in one of them. It's all finfish.
Finfish? Like piggies and stuff? No shad?
It's mainly shad.
Mainly shad. I got you.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. I don't know if those shrimp fell out a while back or what. I'm out in one of our best marshes that should have been loaded with shrimp. Now you go to the river, Hell, it was only two guides went out yesterday. Me and another one. He went to the river, and he said birds were working all up and down the river. Yeah. You can see shrimp jumping everywhere over there.
I think your back lakes and bayous and rivers and stuff like that, that's that last bunch of shrimp that'll probably push out, and we get another rip snorter and really dump the tides about 3 or 4 feet. I think they'll come with that.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. But there's some good, solid, chunky fish. I think the first one we released yesterday was 27.
Yeah, that's a good, mature fish.
Yeah. I had five people in the boat yesterday, three youngsters, and just wore them out. Did have an issue in the boat. One of them was diabetic, and, you know, they monitored on their phone, and it got out of whack.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, by 1 o'clock, I had to get him in. They were staying at Bing's Lodge, so had to run all the way over there and get him in, and whatever they do up there, he came back out smiling and was good to go.
Yeah. So. You know anybody going in a diabetic coma in the boat, man?
Well, I've seen it happen before. You never know. You got to be prepared and take action.
I couldn't sleep last night, so I was up. I've been watching outdoor TV and researching stuff, and a lot of these forums. I was looking at one on social media. Everybody's so antsy and freaking out. You know, we need to raise the limits. I mean, it'll be 2 years in March since we went to that three fish limit. I mean, that's just not giving it enough time. I don't know. Fishermen are impatient. Well, I can't feed my family on three fish. Well, if you got the money to buy a boat and spend all the money to go fishing, you don't have to have trout to feed your family.
Well, some of the biggest meat haulers in the country that used to wear me out.
Right.
And they're all happy. They've calmed down.
It's just the way it is now. You just got to roll with it.
I think they've got it where they want it, and I don't think they're going to raise it.
Probably.
And I've heard people down south are lobbying to drop it down to one. I don't know. Nobody wants to get out there and catch a bunch of sand trout, but it kind of helps when they do want some meat to have.
Well, it'd be nice if
else.
We had a bunch of them. You know, if somebody wants meat, there you go. Load them up on that.
You know, I'm fishing the same areas where we used to wear out those big Gulf trout.
Oh yeah,
they're not there.
Well, that was always a bonus to come to Matagorda because, you know, this time of year everybody could load up. Not only with trout, but sand trout and guff trout, too.
Yeah. Yep. You know, and we really used to not keep drawing that much, and now you wear out the drum sometimes.
The drum population's getting pounded on, buddy.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day.
I'll let meat up.
Yep. And I never cleaned a damn sheep head. Now we catch a big sheep head, we clean it.
I know it.
And you get a good piece of meat off of it, too.
Well, you do. You don't get that much bang for your buck, but for the size of it, a lot of head there and a lot of bones.
Yeah.
But it's good meat. It's all good. It just, get you three trout and then go get something else. You want to stack the freezer up, just catch all species, get a little bit of each.
That's what they do around here.
Yeah.
That's what 90% of it is around here, fishing with bait and doing that.
Yeah. Well, that's...
You know? So, anyway, those kids had a good time yesterday. So.
Well, I hope this weather will clear on out and you can get out there to it. Charlie, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing this winter, how do they get a hold of you?
Best on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie P. Hey, have a good day.
You take care, Mickey.
Thanks, man. See you. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.